What about the issue of so-called pseudo-progression, where the patient seems to be progressing? And I think there was in the original Julie Brahmer, New England Journal, she actually had scans where you could see it was getting bigger, and then they respond. How often does that occur?
That was an EGFR mutant patient, by the way.
Was it? Wow.
Yeah. I think if you look at the spider plots, it's pretty rare. And the key there, actually, this is an important point today. You got to be a doctor. It's all about talking to the patient and seeing what that drug is doing for them. And in some ways, whatever happens on the scan is irrelevant. And that actual phenomenon where there's documented progression is really rare.
I agree, it's quite rare, but in another era, we would have taken that patient off treatment or a clinical trial prematurely.
I sure hope not.
Well, another era with cytotoxics, absolutely.
But a patient
if they
also
had
can have
POD, that's very rare.
One,
progression of disease, we would have stopped the treatment.
Yeah, but it's very rare you see it.
Other patients have very real progression, and we don't want clinicians to keep
yeah,
giving
yeah.
the drug when they're actively
pseudo-progression, we call it.
That's a fantastic point. I mean, and that is not hard to figure out. I mean, scans, but clinically, you know that pretty quickly. I will say one thing, is there, Corey alluded to this, we have a handful of people who came off for true progression, clinical and radiographic, who either were referred to hospice or another option and decided not to do anything and kind of disappeared. And we followed up with them. We have one young woman who's now 7 months out, and we imaged her, and there's no cancer in her body. And that wasn't the case when we took her off the study 7 months ago.
Yeah, I heard of these stories about people responding while they're in hospice and then coming out of hospice with these delayed responses.